Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yes, there is Beatles news. You know, they've gone back and remixed some classic Beatles albums. And yesterday, Apple Records, the Apple Core and Universal Music, technically is what it is now, announced that they're going to be doing that to the Revolver album. It's going to be remixed and re-released as a box set. It'll be over, the whole project will be supervised by Giles Martin, the son of George Martin, who originally produced all the great Beatles songs. But they're saying that this will likely be coming out in September. So, you know, start saving your pennies. There's more Beatles music that you already own coming out very soon.
Notice how they always do something like this right before Christmas buying season.
Yeah, perfect. It's perfect for holiday gift giving.
We have some new music from Elton John and Britney Spears, don't we?
Yeah, this has been talked about for some time now. But, you know, Britney Spears got out of that long conservatorship where she, you know, virtually had no control of her life at all. She's out of it now and made her first recording. It is with Elton John. This is her first new music in 6 years, and it's a song called it's a takeoff on the Elton John song Tiny Dancer. It's the song is called Hold Me Closer. Give a little listen to it, and we can talk about it.
Well, as they used to say in American Bandstand, it's got a good beat, doesn't it?
Very dancey. Nice, very danceable kind of version of spinoff, really, I guess you might say, of Tiny Dancer. That's the refrain of the song over and over again. I like it. It's, you know, it's bright enough. It's peppy enough.
Yeah.
I expected to hear Britney in more of a lead vocal capacity, at least, you know, for part of the song anyway. She's really almost a background singer in this. So, you know, Elton John has done these collaborations before where he very easily shares the microphone with everybody. But in this case, he kind of led the way with Britney doing background in it. But listen to this now. This song has only been out for a few hours. Literally, they released it overnight. It's already number one on iTunes.
Wow.
It is topping sales charts in 20 different countries. Right now. That's how much the Britney Spears fans couldn't wait for her to get back to it again. If you want to hear the full song, you can go to eltonjohn.com or go to wherever you download music. Everybody's downloading this morning.
Yeah, apparently everybody is listening to Meghan Markle's new podcast.
Yeah, she's it's gone crazy. She just released this new podcast the other day, and already it is number one on Spotify. It's the number one podcast on Spotify, even overtaking the Joe Rogan Experience, which for a long time has been the most listened to podcast on that particular platform. Her first episode premiered this week, in which she speaks with Serena Williams about the double standard that women face when they are labeled ambitious, and what kind of effect that has on their lives. So I haven't listened to it. Sounds like a really interesting conversation. But yeah, this is a good project for her right out of the box to take the number one spot on the Spotify Silver Dollar Survey.
Dean, before we get to your list of things to do, let's get to the secret celebrity nuptials.
Secret celebrity nuptials having to do with one of the new kids on the block, Jonathan Knight. He was just here when they had that unveiling of the where they all signed their name in cement out at the Wahlburgers restaurant out in St. Charles. He was there with his brother Jordan, and of course Donnie Wahlberg and all the rest of the new kids. But it is Jonathan Knight this morning who has announced that he secretly got married to his longtime boyfriend named Harley Knight. They've been going together for 8 years now, And Jonathan popped the question, and they got married recently. And if you're interested, you'll learn more on his very, very popular HGTV show, Farmhouse Fixer. He's turned out to be a big, like a Mr. Fix-It kind of guy.
Really? Farmhouse Fixer?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's really popular on HGTV.
Well, what else is there to watch this weekend, and what's on your to-do list?
Yeah, there's a ton going on this weekend. Boy George and Culture Club, along with the group Berlin, who had the song Take My Breath Away, they are at Ravinia for tonight. The Imagine Dragons are out in Tinley Park tonight at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. The big name out at Ravinia this weekend is Saturday and Sunday, and that is the one and only Sting. He'll be doing two shows there. Blondie is at the Chicago Theater tonight, tomorrow night, rather, for a show with the group called The Damned. Sammy Hagar at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park tomorrow. We've got the 80s new wave rockers Soft Cell, bringing their music to the House of Blues this coming Sunday. The Wallflowers are at the Space in Evanston on Saturday and Sunday. How about the group America? Bob, you and I played many of those songs through the years. Ventura Highway and
Horse with No Name.
Horse with No Name, Sister Golden Hair. The list goes on. America will perform at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Saturday. We've got A Taste of Greektown. That is going on all weekend on Halsted between Van Buren and Adams Street. It'll be going on through Sunday. Just look for the giant flaming cheese right off the expressway.
Which, by the way, we were just in Greece not too long ago. They know nothing about flaming cheese in Greece, do they?
Saganaki was, literally, it was invented at the Parthenon restaurant on Halsted Street back in the late 60s.
Yep.
And they invented the flaming cheese, Saganaki as it's called, and pretty much that's the first place that I ever saw gyros. No Greek home ever had gyros in it. And, those are arguably two of the most popular things that there are right now. But, yeah, you go to Greece and ask somebody for that, and they'll look at you funny. For new movies this weekend, we've got this new movie from John Boyega, who was Finn in the three most recent Star Wars movies. He was so good in that, but boy, he sure is spreading his wings and shows what a great dramatic actor he is in this new movie, Breaking, in which he plays a Marine veteran who has been denied support from the VA, tries everything, and then finally, in desperation, takes a bank and its employees hostage. It's a police confrontation drama based on a true story, by the way, about a system that's supposed to work for our veterans, but instead seems to be doing the exact opposite. And in this case, to a breaking point for somebody where he goes to this dramatic end to try to get what he needs. Really, really good story. Really good performances in this one. Michael K. Williams, who passed away last September, turns in one of his final performances in this movie. He's also very good. Gave it a Dean's List B+. And there is a new movie this weekend that stars Tilda Swinton and Idris Elba and their co-star, the cinematography of this movie. I have to give just as much credit to the cinematography and the photography and the direction as I do the two actors in this movie. She is a very reserved academic who discovers the existence of this sort of genie-like character who offers her three wishes in order to free himself from the bottle in which he has been trapped. But she has reservations about accepting the three wishes. How many of us would do that? But it's a very interesting story. The back and forth between them is pretty matter-of-fact. But this is where the director, Oscar winner George Miller, takes over. And this movie just becomes a kaleidoscope of colors and dimension and whimsy. And it just takes the movie into all kinds of other directions. It's called 3,000 Years of Longing. Very sweet film and definitely a very gorgeous film. And that one is a Dean's List B. So there's plenty of stuff that is going on. Also, I wanted to mention there's going to be a mobile pop-up movie theater in Chicago today and tomorrow. It's a 40-seat little mobile theater, which you can go in, and in this case, they're going to be showing clips of the new Billy Eichner movie that's coming out later on in September. But it's kind of a different idea. You go in and sit and watch this movie. It's going to be on the 3300 block of North Halsted tonight, starting at 6, and then over at the North Avenue Beach starting tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
Pop-up movie theaters, okay.
Yeah. They can't get the regular theaters. People go to the regular theaters. If you won't come to the theaters apparently will come to you.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning on the radio here. Have a good one, Dean.
See you then.